you guys were listening to Sound of Moving and the album called Without Color, and it is played by a trio band called Blue Tomorrows from the United States. And before I go further and talk about some of the other complex issues, I wanted to self-advertise, which is that I'm presenting my undergrad research paper at a conference in the SFU School Corp building on March 3rd. I will be talking about Twitter and gender and what happens when we display, or sort of like not display, but like what happens when we just go on social media, what it means for people of color, and what does it mean for the technologies that are so ubiquitous and just like present everywhere. So what does that mean? And I wrote this paper in my last semester, and I'm not gonna lie, I wrote it in a rush, and I am so glad that I am presenting it again. I presented like some of my other research papers across 3 years now, so it has been super fun. But it's in person, so you get to eat some food, you get to listen to me, and you meet my mom, because my mom will be there to support me. So if you guys are listening, this is happening on March 3rd in the SFU's Gold Corp building, and there are different presentations by students, undergrad presentations, from the Faculty of Communication Arts and Technology. So there are research papers, but there are also presentations by students in the School of Contemporary Arts. So there is like dance presentations, some web design presentations from interactive arts student here at SFU. So this is an interesting event happening on March 3rd, which is a Friday, and it's in Vancouver. So you should guys, join us for some food and some good presentations, and obviously hear to my presentation, and I will try my best to not bore the people who are listening there. So yeah, let me know, and I can leave I can leave the link in the description of this episode, and then you can like register for the conference, and I would be glad to see. And if you are listening and you are there, like, you ought to see me. Hello. Okay, you have to say, so that I know my listeners exist in the real world. I know you are there, but I want to meet you too. So before I go into the more detail of these complex terms that I was talking, like platform capitalism and techno futures, and what does it mean and what does not. So I'm just gonna play one more song, which is again from the same, no actually not, that was a lie. Wait, I'm gonna play one of my favorite artists again, because like it's my birthday tomorrow, so I get to play the music that I like, right? So yeah. It's by the artist Dream Reporter in the album called Where Do We Go From Here, and it's track number 3, because I like the number 1, 3, 9, so I'm just gonna play the track number 3, which is called Disappearing, and then I'm gonna play track number 5, and we'll talk later. So yeah, enjoy you guys.
Me.
you were listening to Where Did We Go From Here and Disappearing, both single tracks in the album called Where Do We Grow From Here, by the artist Dream Ripper. I think she was one of the first artists that I played when I started working, or like started volunteering here for open mics. And I think she has like a very strong lyrical bass, and also her tunes are just amazing, so it's really good to vibe along with. I have two, or let's say three more songs planned for you all, because like I wanted more songs and less talking, because I know it's reading break and you don't want me to be lecturing you on stuff. So yeah, we'll just stick to songs, fun, even though like I had just like 3 hours of sleep because like, I was working on multiple things, but I will spare you guys. So we'll listen to a song from the album Forest Bees, which is, I'm gonna play the song called Golden Dream, and I will also play Alexa because like they sound kind of fun. And I think I played this before too, but I really liked it. So, I might also play the track number 2, which is Alone Together. But we'll see how much time we have after I've tried to explain platform capitalism and gender in the warehouse and automation and technology and managers. That's all my keywords, yes. So when I was like talking about gender and understanding how like women of color's labor would become precarious with the introduction of more robots and machines in the warehouses, I think it's also important to understand that this power dynamics and the hierarchies and the control that these technologies maintain on the worker is especially crucial for how gender is understood in those spaces. So pickers, the people who like pick boxes from one place and put it to the other section, called pickers in the Amazon's Fulfillment Center's dictionary. So these pickers are mostly women of color, and this is like the basic entry level position, which also involves the most physical labor. And this labor is mostly young, racialized female workers who work on seasonal basis. So when there are like a lot of layoffs in other sectors or other sections of the economy, mostly young women of color tend to come to take up these tasks because these tasks always remain and they don't disappear. So warehouse will always be like working as long as we are consumers. Products will be produced. So this is the sort of understanding that the control is reinforced by the system is organized here, and the work of technology to monitor, surveil, and dictate these organizations and work because like technologies are not inherently political, like they are not making biases on their own. The problem comes when we design technologies according to the social structures that already exist. So yeah, that is the shortest way I could say what is the problem with technology. But like I can have a rant on what is problematic with technologies and the futures that we imagine with them and the avenues that it provides for social justice. So I just love this topic, but I'm gonna keep it to the point and also talk about a bit about the idea of platform capitalism. So and also like, yeah, I didn't touch on techno futures rather much, so yeah, I'll talk that about also. But coming back to platform capitalism, this is the idea that many companies, like specifically social media is I think easier to understand and explain, but like in general, like in a broader sense, Google, Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, Uber, Airbnb, all those platforms that you can think of, these platforms employ softwares which forms like a foundation. And then there are different ways through which capitalist extraction of worker happens, which means that the users' data and how their patterns of purchase and their patterns of clicking through items is used, and it's put in a box, it is packaged, and it is sent off to third-party dealers who then use this sort of information about each individual worker, which is made, what's the word I'm looking for? It's made more broader, so it's not that each individual, aggregate is the word, yes, aggregate. Yes. So this aggregation of users' data happens to understand what sort of demographics and what sort of issues a particular place, region, or user demographics, for example, young users of, let's say, Facebook, use certain or don't use certain features. So this is used to make features that are similar to ones that people like. So this is this alteration and repackaging of stuff that happens based on how like users, consumers use and view the data. So this is this idea of extraction of like capitalism. And platform capitalism is understood also in terms of surveillance capitalism, which is the term that I love. Like literally, I just love this term because like it was introduced by it was introduced in one of the books that I was reading, which is like 800 pages or something book. So I was reading this book and I was like, this is such a nice book. And it was also actually for one of the courses, because like I don't like to read just random stuff. I just read it because it's important for, let's say, like an assignment or, you know. So I read this book and I forgot. Okay, yes. It was, I know the last name. I'm just like looking for the first name. Okay, Shoshana Zuboff's book, which is called The Age of Surveillance Capitalism. She discusses and she tries to like unpack what we mean by support economy, what happens when we try to commodify user data, what sort of like unpaid labor that happens behind this clicks and customization and all these others, other sort of convenience that these apps provide. So what these mean actually is very different from what we understand them in. And I know this is becoming more and more abstract, but yeah, I might just pull up, for the next time, I'm going to pull up some quotations from her book, perhaps, and also talk about Feminist Media Studies, which is a really, really good book, and it was recommended by one of my good friends. She was an instructor in one of my courses, so she recommended me this book called Feminist Media Studies, and it is written by Alison Haraway, and she tries to unpack what we understand our interaction with social media and media in general, actually. And social media is where I sort of focus myself on. But she talks about media, technology, and how it relates to gender in this time. So it's not based in the 1990s or, yeah, so on and so forth. So it's very, very recent book and also like touches on very important topics. So it's a recommended reading. Yes, it is. And I'm going to play the song called Golden Dream by Forest Bees and, yeah, let you guys listen to it.
I have another golden dream, a single pearl grows inside of me. Oh, from a grain of sand, tended lovingly, a grain of sand. Violet
That was Alexa, the track Alexa and Golden Dream by the artist, and in the album Forest B. So the artist is named after, the album is named after the artist. And I just wanted to see off and say goodbye to you guys, and I will meet when I will be 21 years old. So I think, like I've said this 100 times, but I'm always like always excited about birthdays, and especially when it's on my own and it's 21st, so I gotta be some excited, you know. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to CGSF 90.1, and today is also the Pink Shirt Day, and at SFU there is a dedicated anti-bullying specialist at the Bullying and Harassment Center Hub here, and you can ask for any help, reach out to these guys. These also have resources in case you have experienced or you have seen bullying and harassment and need support, and or if you like simply want to learn more about the initiatives. And the support is available in person, virtually, and online on their website, on the SVSPO's website. And enjoy the Pink Shirt Day, and I will see you next week, where I will try to bring some more like climate stuff, because I'm giving my midterm. So yeah, let's see you then.
CJ.